Women's Forum. I am Thato Muchooni, a Mandela Washington Fellow, attached with the Voice of America's Zimbabwe services, standing in for Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. This evening, our guest is Millicent Shoko, working with people living with HIV. We take a look at HIV and challenges that women face.
Welcome to the show, Mrs. Shoko. Mrs. Shoko, what could you say are factors which make women more vulnerable to HIV infection?
At some point, with the low risk perception by especially married women, that the very low risk perception that they could do be infected with HIV, they consider themselves married, and therefore they thought that was a barrier against getting HIV infected. And then also gender disparity issues, you know, where women do not have these negotiating powers. It's a patriarchal society. The man makes the decisions. It's him who decides when and where and how the sex is done. And that was an issue because obviously the man, he's been out there. The woman was not empowered enough to be able to say, you were out there, I cannot have sex with you. He would still say, I paid what is called lobola. And, you know, that was a driving factor. Poverty, maybe not so much as poverty, but, you know, because, you know, the issues of access to resources. Those women were at a time when we had lots of widows, where the breadwinner, the man, has passed her on, and the woman is not working. They have no means of working. And at points like this, this is where you see women going maybe for sex work in order to fend for their families and for themselves.
Is there a good support system for women when it comes to issues of HIV and AIDS in Zimbabwe?
What I know, the support system was there. Like, for instance, you'd have organizations that really, like, targeted women. Maybe I could mention organizations like Msasa, organizations like WASN. Those were supporting women. And then we had other organizations that would provide services, maybe to both women and men. But what has happened over the years, you know, the dwindling or the economic situation has made it not possible to continue to have some of these things. But the support system at some point was there, but because of the economic situation, things have, you know, really like gone down.
Mrs. Shoko, what do you think can be done to give the Zimbabwean women the negotiating power when it comes to sexual engagement?
Personally, I think maybe we've been speaking with the women on their own, and I think that is a problem for a society like ours. We've been looking at maybe when we're sensitizing women, we've been looking at maybe having dialogues where the men are also involved, where they speak about these issues, and they come out to their, you know, with their own resolutions to say, this is a challenge, this is a problem, how do we deal with it? Why is it necessary to deal with it in a certain manner that they decide as a community where both men and women are?
Now, how has it been to bring men to the setting?
It's not easy. Very difficult. It's not easy. I know the organization that I'm working for in 2015, we've tried to involve men in HIV programming, more so especially we have this program, the PMTCT program, the Option B+, if you're aware of it, where really it's very important that the men should know, because now when you are pregnant and you are HIV positive, the program sees that you the NC or the mother, the pregnant mother or pregnant woman is put straight away on medication. But because of the system, like the patriarchal system that I'm talking about, she has to go and convince the men now that I have to take this medicine, and you know, they're convinced on art for life. So it's really important that the men is brought on board, but it's not easy.
You were listening to the Women's Forum. I am Thato Muchooni, a Mandela Washington Fellow, attached with the Voice of America Zimbabwe services. Our guest this evening was Millicent Shoko. Good night, Zimbabwe.